This is CMOS Spotlight. I'm Clayton Hester. I sat down with Dean Hamner Hill of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. He spent part of his summer break in India teaching logic to Tibetan Buddhist monks. In this interview, he tells us all about his experience. So how'd this opportunity come about?
International program, the Emory Tibet Science Initiative, run out of Emory University in Georgia. The Dalai Lama actually has a formal appointment at Emory, and meeting with different scientists and neuroscientists and philosophers, the Dalai Lama decided that it was important to try to bring Tibetan Buddhism up to speed with 20th century, 21st century science. And with Emory, they developed a program to teach physics, biology, and neuroscience to the monks. But then someone decided that before you teach science, you need to teach about the nature of science and Western reasoning, and so philosophy in the form of logic and philosophy of science was added to the program. This is the sixth year of the program. A good friend of mine from graduate school has been involved all 6 years, and this year one of the philosophers was unable to make the trip, and my buddy suggested, hey, Hamner would be great for this, and I jumped at the opportunity. There's one very specific research project that's going on. It is a neuroscience project trying to determine whether Tibetan Buddhist meditation practices have any impact on brain function that can be directly correlated to compassion. So, you know, if you could actually show that, well, this style of meditation and practice helps make people more compassionate, that might be, an important result.
I read that you had to have a translator for this. Is that correct?
Yes. The majority of the monks spoke little, if any, English. And so we had to have translators. There are two people in each of the teaching teams. And so somebody would be up there translating while we were giving our lectures. The lectures were designed by the people at Emory, and they had PowerPoints that we would work from. But the PowerPoints were in Tibetan. Then I would have a translation of the PowerPoint, and I would just pray that the line that I was looking at on the English version was the same corresponding line in the Tibetan version, because when I teach, I like to point at things, and I'd be pointing at a line saying, oh, I hope this is the right thing. We actually had three different translators that we worked with, and that was interesting. I'd never worked with a translator before, and you have to change your approach to teaching. You have to break things up, make sure that the translator gets it, and that the translator can then translate it well into the target language. For me, spending over a week with people who dedicate their lives to trying to be compassionate was wonderful. And it's just something that you don't see that often. And everyone was so kind and so giving, and they still had smart-aleck senses of humor. And there was one monk, Sonam, he was one of the translators, and he would mess with you. I just really appreciated that you've got the sort of sense of humor that I have, and yet you live a totally different life. And he's as kind and as gentle a person as you'd ever want to be.
This is CMOS Spotlight. We've been talking with Dr. Hamner Hill about his experience teaching logic in India to Tibetan Buddhist monks. I'm Clayton Hester. For more of these interviews, go to krcu.org.